We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, welcome back. We got a monster hour ahead. Nick Sirianni at the bottom of the hour. I just want to get this in now because, Al, see, part of my responsibility as a talk show host of this city is when people are trying to do something under the radar, I got to say, no, you're not getting away with that. I need you to know this.
Yeah.
Something major has happened with the Philadelphia 76ers, and nobody has said a word about it. I am prepared right now, Joe, if I could have a drummer, to declare a winner in the Ben Simmons versus Philadelphia 76er tussle. The winner is Ben Simmons. Congratulations to Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons, Al, is not in any way participating in the team.
Nope.
He is making $35 million this year, and there is no evidence that he is at any point going to contribute to the team. And what's his name? Ramona Shelbourne on ESPN yesterday pointed out exactly what's happening right now with Ben Simmons.
The Sixers have stopped fining Ben Simmons.
Hmm.
That was a big part of this, as you know, the first couple weeks here, where he was not showing up for games, he wasn't there when he did not report to camp, but they've stopped fining him. Some of this, Malik, is because there's a standard provision in player contracts that says, if you're dealing with a mental health issue, which Ben Simmons has reported to the team that he is, and he wants to work on himself mentally and physically this week, they've taken that in good faith.
They've taken it in good faith.
Are you taking it in good faith?
No.
Yeah.
Is anybody with a brain taking it in good faith? The Sixers are not taking it in good faith either. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
They know it's going
to. They're not tough.
Yes,
there's nothing they
know,
can do about it, though.
And this is a tough thing to say with mental health. But based on the fact that the week leading up to the crisis last week, people were calling in saying he'll end up saying it's mental health. People out there with no degree in psychology, none whatsoever, diagnosed the situation and correctly predicted exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to combat an allegation or a excuse of mental health.
You can't measure.
You can't say
you
it.
You can't measure it. There's no tangible way to measure.
Your own words work against you.
Yeah.
Like if you ever wanted to build,
yeah.
God forbid you ever went to like a court, you'd get crushed. Because let's say you were brought in as the witness. You say you don't believe it. Well, then they play a tape. He won't go to the foul line because he's got mental issues.
Okay.
There's nowhere to go.
But you can't win.
Timing is so convenient.
I understand, but it's like you just can't win.
Can everybody use that in every line of work?
Yeah.
If somebody's out there today and you don't really feel like going to work today, can you tell them I'm having problems mentally, I'm going to be off indefinitely? What can they do?
In fact, some companies now proactively are giving you mental health days once a month.
They are.
It's
really? Do we have them?
Well, no, because if we have mental health.
I have been taking them from time to time, but clearly they're not working.
No, over the air.
There's you.
It's not working.
There's you, and then there's the rest of us.
I understand, but Rhea, I'm the one who is mentally right on the edge.
I need a mental health day.
Yes, you do. You need more than one. You are surrounded by people who have mental problems.
Did you ever get any as a kid, though? Like I got a lot from my parent, my mom. I'd tell her I don't feel like going to school today, and she would let me stay.
Oh, God, not in our house. No,
often stayed home.
Jonesy, you had to be in the hospital.
Not work.
It was
that
the
would
best.
Not work.
I would watch the Flintstones all day and
all right, now,
many
Al,
soap operas.
Al, you actually did have mental issues. Did
I
you did ever
not.
Use
I,
it?
I got fixed.
You saw a shrink.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because he was convicted.
You were like one step outside of a prison.
Have you ever watched his behavior? He should have never left.
Sorry,
hold on. I got one more Ramona Shelbourne because then she delved into how Ben is spending his days now. Here it is.
He has been showing up at the facility ever since he reported a couple Mondays ago, 2 weeks ago, and he's going to continue showing up. He's being treated for that upper back stiffness by the team trainers, but he's also been working out with his trainer, Chris Johnson, off to the side, away from the facility, staying in really good shape. But I talked to a source close to him. He said he's continuing to work on himself mentally and physically this week. Where this leads, we'll see.
Well, I'm guessing, again, I'm not an expert on this, but I'm guessing his mental health improves every single time he gets another one of those checks.
Well, and when he leaves the team, he's in a better place. There is a chance.
There is a chance that he comes back and Embiid raises the crowd to its feet. I'm telling you, it's the only way out of this.
Here comes breakfast.
Well, but he already went and he asked the fans.
Yeah, he did ask.
To come out and back this guy.
He has no choice as his teammate.
He has to.
There's nowhere to go.
Nausea. Wave of nausea coming on. But, please don't go any further. I'm feeling bad. That hard-boiled egg is popping back up.
You should never
make
that.
It usually does.
Stephanie's up next. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm great, Angelo. Listen, has anybody ever coached a little kid's soccer team or little kid's flag football?
My son does that all the time. I did coach girls softball for a couple of years.
Yeah, I bet. How'd they needed therapy.
Shut up.
You guys win a game?
We won a championship both years.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And then they threw me out of the league.
It was a one-team league.
They found me too aggressive. Go ahead, Steph.
So anyway, my point is that you don't always get all the stars on your team, and you make your teams work, and you make your kids feel good about themselves.
Yep.
So I think we should pull a Dick Vermeil, and I think what we need to do is, on the bye week, bring in a new general manager from Philadelphia, a new head coach from Philadelphia, and a new defensive coach from Philadelphia. They give it a shot. They can't do worse than what's going on right now. I think this was Jalen Hurts' first time under center in 7 games. I'm disgusted at this
Steph,
point.
You're cleaning house, right?
I'm cleaning house.
You did it so calmly that I had to make sure. But they're not getting rid of the general manager. Jeff Lurie loves him. Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman does whatever Jeff Lurie tells him to do. Everything.
Yeah, but you see, Dick Vermeil did it right. I mean, he got the morale of the city behind him by doing a walk-on. So I'm saying have a walk-on coach.
But do you understand that there was a period long, long time ago, Steph, where they seriously considered hiring Dick Vermeil to coach under Jeff Lurie, and he came in for the interview, and they found Dick way too assertive for their taste. You understand? Dick Vermeil, if they told Dick Vermeil, I don't want you running the ball as much, Dick Vermeil would probably punch them. You understand?
Yeah, great.
Dick Vermeil would not take this garbage. Steph, the only people they ever hire are inexperienced coaches, so those coaches won't tell the bosses what they're doing. The bosses tell the coaches what to do.
Doug Peterson won us the Super Bowl. Then we have COVID.
And what happened to him? That guy, this is the ultimate step. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl here. 2 years later, he wanted to name his own assistants. They said no. They hired a guy with no experience, and apparently Sirianni talked them into Jonathan Gannon. How did he have more power than Doug Peterson when Peterson won a Super Bowl?
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
It's absurd.
We are on the same page now. I appreciate that. Steph, give me a game show. I was like Pat Sajak 75 to that.
Monty Hall.
Let's make a deal.
Yes. Love that show. That's one of the shows I stayed home to watch.
You did?
Yeah. That was on in the morning.
Instead of going to school?
Yes.
So if you're making points now that aren't quite as sharp as they could have been, it's because of not enough schooling?
It's called a lack of education.
Did you get to grade 13?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I went to college. Too.
All right. Mike's up next from Lower Gwinnett. Hi, Mike.
Angelo, how are we doing this morning?
Well, I'm talking to the coach in about 20 minutes. What do you think? You think he's going to help himself at all here?
What I need from you, Angelo, is right. I think he actually listened to you last week. Because last week he started that game, he ran Miles Sanders six times, yep. He marched down the field and scored a touchdown. So he is open to your opinion that the fans are giving you.
Okay.
So you need, are we going to go ahead and we want to give them good advice and they succeed? Or do you want to give them bad advice and we go for that first pick?
Right, so maybe we should start, I would say, Nick, rather than the normal interview thing, I would like you to just take some notes and I'll offer you some thoughts.
Yeah.
And then he would take my notes.
That'll go over well.
And then if they lose
ask him
to
interview you.
Then they lose to Detroit, he can blame me?
Yes.
I don't want that response. Mike, I would rather do this job. I do not want the responsibility of that game.
I don't want to hear anything more about explosive plays. This explosive play thing, he's got to stop.
Right. But here's the thing about, you know, the one thing I want to talk to about is the Fletcher Cox thing. Because when a veteran player comes out and says, this scheme is hurting my performance, right, Mike?
Yeah.
What he said yesterday is not an answer. You know, like I could sympathize his frustration, but he didn't answer the question of whether the scheme is hurting the performance of a veteran like Fletcher Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure it is because Cox wasn't that good last year.
Right. Wow.
But, I mean, he didn't – I'm going to attempt to get him actually answer questions like this because that was not an answer.
No.
And this guy is a $100 million player who you're getting nothing out of. So you need to at least find out what is bothering him and figure out if he's right. Don't you?
Yeah, you do. And now you're getting more than nothing out of him. Now you're getting a guy that's disgruntled, that's causing problems for you.
At $100 million.
Yes. Yeah. It costs too much money. No one's ever going to trade for him, so you got to get him right.
I'm with you, Michael. Mike, give me a game show host.
I don't know if he's local, but we've been watching. My kids got into Double Dare again, so Mark Summers.
Mark Summers, put him down, Al. They don't have to be local. You understand, these don't have to be local. And one thing I want to just – I'm the judge today, so I'll go old school, I'll go new school. There are people now doing game shows out who are, like, mega successful actors.
Yeah.
There's no – there used to be a stigma attached to it. Oh. There isn't now.
No, they're doing it.
Now, apparently, Al, it's an incredibly well-paying gig.
Yeah, and you only have to do it for, like, a month.
And they do, like, 9 shows, 10 shows at one time.
Yeah.
They just reel them off one right after another, and then you get a big check.
Nice. That's a nice gig.
It's a good job. That's a great gig.
That guy thinks the defense, you ask about the defense, I know that there's schemes and everything, but everybody says I'll talk about Brady. Did you see Brady last night with Manning?
Oh, my God. He destroyed the defenses.
So the defense, basically, he says, and it's simple, it's a dog chasing a car. Is that all? I mean, is there any of that in the Eagles?
No.
Even if you look at schemes, there has to be. It's funny because they keep saying dog. They don't have any of it.
I got a little cut here for Brady with the Mannings last night.
It was a great show.
Well, it was. More people are watching that now.
It was so good.
So Brady's on there, and they're asking him. Peyton Manning asks him about what the best way is to score when you're in the red zone. All right? I'm hoping Nick Sirianni was listening to this because here is Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
All right, we're back. We got Tom Brady. Saints are in the red zone. Tom, talk about your philosophy in the red zone. To me, it was always touchdown first, then check down, right? Take what the defense gives you. Don't force it. Talk about your philosophy down here inside the 25.
Obviously, you know, with the field getting compressed so much, it's tougher to throw it. I mean, if you can, the easiest way to score ultimately is to run the ball.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, you heard it.
No, I heard it right.
You heard it very well.
The greatest quarterback of all time says the easiest way to score in the red zone is?
To run the ball.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it? Donald's up next from Chester. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Are you, Donald?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about this organization. I don't know what this – I mean, you know, I was thinking – when you were playing the Colin Hurd clips, and I went back to when Andy Reid was here. I know you don't care for him, but I remember when he was here, and he was the general manager. You know, when we went to all those NFC championship games.
Yeah.
You know, and it seemed like when Jeffrey Lurie just left Andy Reid alone and just allowed him, and he was able to do, because I'm just trying to figure out. what is going on draft day, or what is going on his trade, or is Howie Roseman getting the players that these coaches want, or he's just getting players and telling them this is what it is?
All right, Don, I think I can let me answer this. I believe that it's been a progression through the whole time Lurie has owned the team. More and more power to the owner. Like when they first started, Tom Modrak was the GM the first couple of years.
He had
a lot of authority. They didn't meddle with him. They would publicly say, we don't know football. We have people who do those jobs. Then they got more and more. When they won a Super Bowl 4 years ago, they thought they had invented the game, Don. And now they are the ones controlling the philosophy of the organization, the coaches that they're hiring, and everyone under them is doing their bidding.
I mean, that's a lot of denial.
That's what's going on. They are now totally in charge, and you're seeing how they're screwing it up.
The guy that's coaching the Colts now, you know,
Frank
is
Reich.
Half the reason. Yeah. Is half the reason, and the other one that got fired because he wouldn't be a yes man.
Doug Peterson.
The other reason.
You're 100% right, Don. Don, you have figured it out beautifully. Give me a game show host.
You know what? Jonesy took it when he said it this morning. The guy from a Tic-Tac-Toe. I loved that show when I was a little boy.
Hmm. Who'd you say, Jonesy?
That was a Martindale.
Wink Martindale. He's already been selected, Don, but thank you for the call. So far, what do we have?
We have Hugh Downs.
Right.
Wink Martindale, Bob Barker, Alex Trebek, Monty Hall, and Mark Summers.
Lots more, including big-name Hollywood stars. Jump on board, 215-592-9494. We come back. We're going to take some calls. We're going to anticipate what Nick's going to say. Then we're going to hear from Nick at 7:30. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 7:06.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome back at 7:22. We're about 8 minutes from talking to Nick Sirianni, and I'm going to show my cards right now. I'm not going to hide what I plan to do here because he has been saying stuff since the game. It's very rare I get to talk to him after he did the post-game news coverage and the next day news coverage, just the schedule because of coming from Vegas. And Al, he said a lot of things yesterday that require further pursuit. And one of the things is where he said that the number one question to me is, all right, your team's 2-5. You've lost 5 of the last 6, and you look awful doing it.
Yeah.
Right? You look bad.
You
look like a bad football
player. Trailing most of the time.
Right? Yeah. Is there any, are the coaches, is anybody improving? Mm-hmm. Is there any signs of improvement? That question came up yesterday, and here's the answer he gave.
We always want to improve our fundamentals, and we feel like we are getting better fundamentally and just knowing the scheme and knowing the system. Again, when you're 2-5, you're gonna question a lot of things. And so, but we getting better too is not these drastic jumps. It's just little by little each day. And so we feel like we're getting better in a lot of different areas, figuring out who we are and what we do well. And so those are some areas we're getting better at.
Your defense played one of the worst games I have ever witnessed, and I've watched football for 60 years.
Yeah.
All right, Al. The fact that you're claiming that the fundamentals improved, well, if the team scored 30 points on 38 plays, because that's what the Raiders did in the middle of that game, what fundamentals were you seeing that improved as your team got blown out of Las Vegas? That's what I'm trying to understand. Because, Al, that to me, you pick something subjective. Well, you can't see it unless you really look on the tape, and our tackling technique
is improved.
I hate
when they do that.
That kind of stuff.
Stop.
No, what we can relate to is results. I don't see any results.
No, nothing's getting better.
If anything else, I see regression.
Yeah.
In all areas, regression.
The first drive.
Yeah. The first drive was great.
Yeah.
But 10 days to think about
it. 10 days to come up with it, and then that was
apparently
it.
Apparently, they only got through the first drive in the planning, and then everything
the
went.
Running back, yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, we'll be talking to Nick in about 5 minutes. Ava, update question of the day. We got a couple of them.
Yeah, I think we should do this now, too, by the way. Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who would have been a better choice to be head coach of the Eagles? With 93% of the vote, Deuce Staley over Nick Sirianni, 7%.
Wow. That's pretty.
They love Deuce.
Wow. Yeah, 90.
Wow.
Well, wait till next Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad spot. I've been rendered speechless.
Yes.
90. Nothing gets 93%.
No.
Nothing gets 93%.
Howie
Roseman.
Is the world flat? 93% would not say yes.
No, 91.
Or whatever. You know, it would not. That's an unbelievable number.
That is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, later in the week, I'm going to find out who's rooting for who. Because there are a lot of people that love Deuce. I'm one of them. I wanted Deuce. I announced that Deuce was my choice. Deuce never had a chance. Never had a chance. But he left behind a lot of fans, both because he's a great player, great person, mm-hmm. and he represents running. He represents the run game.
Where do you think that falls? Percentage-wise, how many fans are going to cheer for Deuce versus the Eagles?
60-40 Eagles.
Yeah, that one shocked me.
Yeah, 60-40. It's got to be over 50%.
It'll be Eagles. No, not that. You'll never get more than 50% rooting against their own team.
No chance.
No chance.
Yeah.
60, though. 60 for Eagles.
Sounds about right.
40 for Deuce. That's more like where we'll be. We'll find out later in the week. Mike's on a live from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing today?
You're just on before Nick Sirianni. Would you like to say something? Maybe he's listening.
He should retire now. Let me tell you something. You know, and I sit there and I listen to Brendan Graham last night.
Yeah.
You got to give him a chance. How many chances do you have to give him? You got the ball on the 1 yard line. Don't go to shotgun.
Yeah, he loves a shotgun, man. But he ran 5 of the first 7 plays were over center, and it worked.
It was awesome.
It worked, Mike.
And then they did away with it.
I'm guessing because Sanders wasn't there. That's a guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He doesn't like it. Here's the thing, Mike. He likes the shotgun. He likes throwing the ball. Loves it. And so do his bosses.
It really is frustrating watching anymore. You know, it reminds me of watching Gabe coach.
Oh, jeez.
You know what?
That's a bad example.
Gabe had one of the great years any manager's ever had.
Historic.
He will be the manager of the year in the National League.
Yeah.
And Gabe knew nothing when he was here, Mike. How many dumb mistakes did he make?
A lot.
I don't get it.
So how much time do you give him? That's the question, right? If you're going to compare him to him, how much time do you give him, Sirianni?
I wouldn't give him past this year.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't give him past this year. And the direction they're going in is negative. It's the wrong direction. They look worse now than they did the first game.
But they put nobody around him with any kind of experience.
Stoutland. And Jeff Stoutland.
And the offensive line's doing great.
Al, every once in a while, I want to be a journalist again.
Why?
I would find a way. I would haunt Jeff Stoutland until I got him to sit down.
No, remember he did the interview? He said, don't ask me with McLean.
Al, Jeff Stoutland has stories about what he's witnessing now with the young coaching staff.
Yeah.
And those stories would be phenomenal news. Somebody needs to talk to Jeff Stoutland.
You'll never find
Mike Berwyn. Mike from Berwyn, I need a game show host.
Steve Harvey.
Great choice. Now we're getting somewhere.
Second prize.
Like a game show host, Al, who does more than game shows.
Yeah.
I like a guy who's already done other great things and can still do the great things.
I like a guy that announces the wrong person.
All right, Al, in an attempt last Friday, I believe it was, to help the mojo of the Eagles, Daryl from Morristown came on with a prayer.
We
engaged in a prayer.
It didn't work.
Daryl, that prayer did not work.
Hello?
Daryl, you're on the air. The prayer did not work.
Oh, no. I heard that already from a lot of my coworkers in the shoppers at Rabbit Shop, right?
Do you know what people are telling me now? Let me tell you what people are telling me now, though. They're saying now the Eagles don't have a prayer.
No, that's not true. This prayer is still the prayer. It's not the prayer. It's the players and the decision makers. There's nothing wrong with the prayer.
So what do we do now? The prayer didn't work. What's our next move?
Our next move is the question, is it all right to lose, coming from the prayer? Is it all right to lose? Answer the question.
No, it's not.
That's
it's
what I always
never.
Said. Oh, no, it's not all right to lose.
Never all right to lose. Not in Philadelphia when my mood is directly attached to the outcome of that football game. Do you realize that, Darryl?
Keith Jones,
for 2 days, he's been slogging around, very unhappy, and I thought it was that he had a problem at home with the goat or the jackass.
The greatest of all time.
Right, you have a goat and a jackass at home?
Just a jackass.
Just a jackass now, and I thought he was, no, he's unhappy about the loss.
I got four donkeys, too.
He's got four donkeys. Wait a minute. You have four people here. Is that what you're referring to?
No.
All right. Okay.
You do the math.
He feels at home when he comes to work.
Darryl, I need a game show host. Give me a good one.
Richard Dawson.
Oh, yes.
All right. Richard, awesome. Maria, why did you like Richard Dawson?
He was fun. He made it.
Handsome guy.
What?
Do you realize?
But I was young when I was. I thought it was funny.
Do you understand that he could not do what he did in this day?
Oh, because he always kissed the women.
On the lips.
Yeah, which I always, I don't like when people try to do that.
Total strangers, Pucker goes in.
Al loves that.
Yeah.
No,
what show was it?
It was Family Feud.
Oh, yeah. What a great show.
And he was very good in the TV program Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yes.
He was in that. That's right.
He was
one of my favorite
shows. Hogan's
Heroes.
Then he went to the Gabe Show thing, and that all worked out.
I liked Hogan.
Coach Sirianni's Call It is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery. Not on yet. Wow, not on yet.
Well, yesterday was late.
New Monday draw days and more chances to win with double play. Powerball just got better. New from the Pennsylvania Lottery. We will hang. Oh, no. Do I do this, Al?
What is it?
Well, he's about to come on. Mm-hmm. And my next call is Andy the Troll.
No.
Andy. This is normally Nick Sirianni's time.
Here's what you got to press him on, okay?
Yeah.
You got to press him on. How is his team so undisciplined? Most penalized team in the NFL. How's he
All right,
feel?
Hold on. Coach Sirianni's Call is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery with new Monday draw days and more chances to win with double play. Powerball just got better. New from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angelo.
Nick, lots of ground to cover today. I'll just go right to it. The fans are very much complaining right now that the coaching staff is not learning from past mistakes. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, my answer to that is I believe we've been growing, and I see progress over and over and over again. If you look at the offense there on the other night against our last game there, you know, you saw us under center more. You saw us with more play action. You saw us different looks to get Miles some touches. But at the same time, still doing some of the fundamental things that we really believe in, you know, like with the RPO game and the zone reads and some of the core concepts and the drop back passes. So, I definitely believe, you know, that we're just continuing to learn what we do well on offense, what we do well on defense, what we do well on special teams, and trying to adapt to that. Again, in my opinion, that the offense did look different, and I believe that helped Jalen in a lot of aspects, just being in that play action and running the ball a bit more.
All right, but Nick, if we could see the point that the offense took some strides, didn't the defense go backwards? 30 points in 38 snaps.
Yeah, you know, like what we said with the defense, and we just want to be able to challenge a little bit more. Again, that all starts with me. And that starts with me as far as, you know, what we want to call in different situations. And I have 100% trust in Jonathan Gannon and his staff and our players on defense. And I know they're doing most of the, you know, all of the game planning and all the watching of the tape throughout the week. But, you know, if we want to challenge more, that can mean a couple different things. When you say you want to challenge more, that can mean you want to pressure more, right? That could also mean you want to play a little bit more man to man and get a little bit closer to them, to the to the receivers. And so anytime a quarterback, you know, no disrespect, you know, Derek Carr played a good game, but and obviously he was 91%, but anytime a quarterback's 91% there, you know, that those are the couple things that have to happen. And that starts with me, because I have to get that in and say, hey, I want to challenge it more. I want to challenge these guys more and go from there. So we feel like we're growing on every side of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams.
All right, but I'm not sure your own members of your team feel that way. Fletcher Cox was very vocal in saying that the scheme that you guys are using now on defense is not taking advantage of his ability. When you have your own veterans saying that, Nick, don't you have to question it yourself?
There's no question that when you got a guy on your team that is frustrated, I think what we got to understand too about this game is that it's so emotional. This game is so emotional. And we put so much into it, and you know, we put so much into it. Fans put so much into it, and it's just an emotional game. And so those things happen. Things like that happen. Obviously, you would love for those conversations always to stay in house. But gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten frustrated in a game and said something I didn't want to say, or you know, or whatnot. So I understand the frustration. And there's no doubt players like Fletch, we got to use their abilities, because it's all about the players, right? Our job as coaches is to put these guys in position so their skill set shines. And when a player doesn't feel like that's happening, I understand the frustration. And our doors are always open to talk to them. We've talked, you know, Fletch and I have talked. And again, you want those things to stay in house, but sometimes they don't, and that's okay. And so when stuff like that happens, you got to look at ourselves as coaches and say, you know, that's a question that I ask all our coaches every week. And you know, I'll just let you in on some inside stuff. Every week I ask our coaches, hey, we feel like this guy and this guy are our best players. Are we utilizing their skill set? And that's a question I ask every week, whether it's to the offense, to the defense, to the special teams. And so, again, we're constantly thinking about that, but you know what? We got to make sure that what we're thinking about translates to on the field, and that first starts with me.
Nick, a lot of people are losing faith in Jonathan Gannon, and it's because he's really not proven in the role he's in now, and his defense is failing spectacularly. Are you disappointed in it? Are you losing any faith? Give us your sense right now of your defensive coordinator.
Yeah, you know, I have so much confidence in Jonathan, and that's why he's here in the first place. I know how smart he is as a coach. I know how detailed he is. You know how he's a leader of men. He just knows his scheme. He knows different schemes. I got a lot of faith in him, and I have no doubt that he's going to do everything he can do to get this thing fixed. I'm going to do everything we can do to get this thing fixed. And so, you know, again, when I say I have a lot of faith in him, and I do, I have a ton of faith in him, but I also, it's not just on him, right? It's on me too, right? And so any product that's out on that field is my responsibility. I'm the head football coach of this team. So what the special teams looks like, what the defense looks like, what the offense looks like, as all has my name on it. And so we just got to, again, I'm not here to place blame on anything. We just got to find solutions. Anytime, and I think you guys have heard me say this, like, anytime I'm going to accept responsibility. People can like it or not like it. I'm going to always accept responsibility for what's happening on that field and not place blame on anybody, because it does. It always starts with me. So again, it's not about blaming. I have a total confidence in Jonathan. We just got to find solutions, and we got to find them fast. But
this can help us to learn more about the process, because 31 for 34, you just said, that's not acceptable. And that's the fourth quarterback so far this year that's had over an 80% completion rate. Do you sit down now with Jonathan and go, Jonathan, we've got to tighten this up. We can't let all these quarterbacks take advantage of our team this way.
Most definitely, Angelo. That's definitely a conversation.
Yeah.
After every week, we're going to sit in there, and like I said, we're going to go through a checklist of things. And one of those things is like what I just said was, hey, you know, are we utilizing our best players? Another thing is like, hey, what are the problems? Obviously, evident what the problems were, and what are the solutions, right? And what can I do as an offensive coach? And I always go in there and I say, what provides difficulties as an offensive coach. And so I always want to give that perspective. But most definitely, Angela, like we can't let a quarterback go 91%, regardless of who the quarterback is. That's just that we need to challenge more. And so that's definitely a conversation. We have that every Monday. And it continues throughout the week, right, as the game plan is built of, you know, how we need to challenge more and what we need to do a little bit differently to make sure we're putting our guys in positions. Because at the end of the day, the players are going out there and they're trying to execute the call. And it's our job, first and foremost, to put them in a position to succeed with that call.
All right, Nick, the big question we've had about your decisions on the sideline – were accepting that penalty. Now, I know they didn't score on the drive, but everybody was very perplexed by that. I know you said you consulted a chart that indicated you probably would have gone for it 4th and 4. But, Nick, in retrospect, was that the right decision?
Sure. You know, anytime you make a decision like that and it doesn't work, it's the wrong decision, right? I mean, I get that. I understand that. And I know that's my job as the head coach to accept those responsibilities. I'm thinking of it this way, you know, and forget the chart. You know, I'm not even really thinking that. I'm really thinking in my mind, I'd go for it here. I got a quarterback I trust. I feel good about my team. I'm going for it right here. And 4th and 4 or 4th and 3 or whatever it was, I'm getting this thing, right? And so then I think about, and so all these things are going through your mind as you make this decision. Then I'm thinking like, hey, what am I calling on 3rd and 15? Well, my call sheet's a lot shorter right there on 3rd and 15 than it is on 4th and 3 or 4th and 4. So, you know, I took them back, and you know what? And at the end of the day, and it didn't work, right? It didn't work. So that's my responsibility. If I call a play that I feel really good about and it doesn't work, hey, it's still my responsibility. But I have to trust the process that I go through each and every week to make educated guesses and make educated decisions. And you know what? It didn't work. I was probably a little fat, Angelo. I'll admit that I was probably a little fast to accept that and like to go through that process and say, hey, I'll take it instead of waiting just a second. So, that's 100% on me. Again, the defense bailed me out there. I thanked every one of them for bailing me out on that one. Probably got the ball back similar to where we would have got it, had they punted on that one, because they had a good punter as well. But I made sure I went to Avante Maddox and the pass rush and thanked him for bailing me out of that play.
I know, but Nick, I what I was trying to say is you didn't need a process. The punt team was running onto the field.
I had already accepted the penalty. That's what I'm saying, Angela. I should have waited a second before I accepted that penalty.
Makes sense. All right. How much pressure do you feel right now to turn this thing around, Nick?
You know, pressure. Yeah, I always want. I want to turn this thing around. Obviously, it's just as bad, more so than anybody. And so it's not. I don't feel pressure. I just feel like this is my responsibility to turn this around. Period. And so, you know, and so we're doing everything we can to do so. We're working like crazy to do so. So I look at it more as my responsibility rather than pressure. You know, we all have responsibilities within our job. My job. Title says, you know, turn this thing around, win as many games as we possibly can, and let's roll. And so that's how I feel, more responsibility than pressure.
Nick, good luck in Detroit. Thank you for doing this. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Angela.
All right, Nick Sirianni, you heard his comments on some of the issues. I pushed back on a lot of stuff, Al, but he is now acknowledging he was too quick to
take
the penalty. That part did.
Yeah.
So I guess we are really learning on the job, right? I mean, that's kind of the message I'm getting.
Definitely.
On a lot of stuff.
The risk you take.
215-592-9494. We will resume with Andy the Troll. Now we'll have an opportunity to rip me for not asking the right questions. We'll do that when we come back. And when we come back, Al, behind the scenes with Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman. Exclusive tape. Wild stuff happening behind the scenes. WIP Sports Time is 7:44. All right, we are back at 7:48. I'm going to play for you in a bit of exclusive tape of what's going on behind the scenes. Everybody's speculating. What are the top people at the Eagles organization say right now? We have exclusive tape on that. But Andy, the troll is on when the coach called it. Andy, did that help you one bit?
Oh, man, this guy's more clueless than Alicia Silverstone in the movie. He's doubling down on going for it. I mean, on accepting that penalty. He don't realize he lost this locker room. He's got his highest paid player that makes zero plays, $13 million. He's got one sack, and he's complaining that he don't get paid to play screens.
But he did say that he thought there was some small, advances in the fundamentals in certain parts. Did you find that there is some progress there?
The defense can't stop a nosebleed. The offense can't score points. He's got a quarterback that can't throw a deep ball. Where's the improvement? I don't see it at all.
I don't see it at all.
He's coming out. He's calling the same stupid plays. We look good for the first series. What'd you do after that? Nothing.
Andy.
This guy is clueless.
Andy, I'm going to ask you a question here. And it's a tough question, but I know you'll give me an honest answer. Who do you want to win Sunday?
Who do I want? I can't ever go against my Eagles. But here's the thing. Would it benefit them if we continue the pattern we're going and maybe get two top five picks, maybe possibly two top three picks? It'll definitely benefit them. And you know what? The only way we're going to get real change is if things keep going in this direction.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe the GM will get out of here. And that coach don't know how to coach. It seems like the players don't respect him. You only got to look at how they carry themselves in a game. We're the most penalized team in NFL by far. The second team's not even close. That shows you this team's undisciplined.
Yep.
Undisciplined.
Andy, it's a lot of people on Sunday, especially because of the love for Deuce Staley, are going to have a problem deciding. You just stated a very strong case for why it almost would be better if the Eagles lost.
Well, here's the thing. Deuce seen the writing on the wall. Why do you think he got out of town?
Right.
Any football guy that has some credibility wanted to get away from this team as fast as possible. We don't think that's a pattern there.
There is a pattern.
That's probably the only one of the guys that wanted this job. This wasn't a coveted job. This wasn't like our team stacked. We got talent all across the board. We got a young quarterback wanting to come into this situation.
Give me a game show host. Who you got?
All right. Did anybody name Pat Sajak yet?
That's the reason we're doing it.
It's his birthday, yeah.
That's why it's his birthday. You got a second one?
David Letterman.
Did he do a game show?
No, he was a weather guy. He did not do game shows. I cannot take it. There are others in his field who did do game shows. David didn't. I'm pretty sure. 215. I'm the judge today. He wouldn't have won.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No, it was never picked up. He did a pilot.
Pilot does not count.
He
almost did one, huh? Everybody did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there has been rampant speculation about what's going on with Jeff Fleury and Howie Roseman in
inside.
The inner sanctum. We have been able, Al, because we are the flagship station, to actually bug the offices there at the Novak.
That's part of the deal.
And we were able to obtain this tape, and here's exactly what's going on.
Jeffrey, it seems like our fans are really getting angry at us. Impossible. Our sophisticated analytics department makes us intellectually superior to the rest of the league. Jeffrey, we're 2-5, and the natives are getting restless. They want to know why we can't hire a coach with experience.
We can't hire a coach with NFL experience. There's no guarantee he'll do our bidding. Our fans need to open their hearts. We're in a transitional phase.
I think they want to open our hearts, literally, with a scalpel.
Howie, remind me why we hired this Sirianni guy.
He promised to do whatever we tell him.
Do we let him finish the season?
I'm not even sure he's going to make it to your Christmas party. And Fletcher Cox is saying the scheme is bad.
I love his emotional intelligence.
Maybe if we give him another $5 million, he'll open his heart and shut his mouth. Oh, Seth Joyner's on the line. I heard he's foaming at the mouth. I'm going to hide under the desk.
That's my spot. You hide in the closet.
First of all, your defense is a joke, okay? You're too predictable and you have no accountability. Okay.
Seth, I mean,
Ray didn't just so mad he's using a red pen on a yellow legal pad. Okay.
Seth, we've hired the best minds you can find.
Well, let me tell you something. I know your coaches don't know what you're doing, but your opponents do. Okay.
Oh, look, Jeffrey, it's Jerry Jones on the line.
I'm not here.
I wanted to send you guys a few dollars so you can afford a better cable TV plan.
We have plenty of cable. We watch games all the time, man. We stay up late to watch West Coast games, too. 100%.
Well, you obviously don't get the Penn State games. You'd have seen our Rookie of the Year linebacker, Micah Parsons.
What's a linebacker?
I laughed three of my faces off watching your game last week.
Is that Gabe Kapler calling?
Hey, fellas, sorry to hear about your plight. Have you tried scented candles in the locker room?
My coffee's getting cold. Where's Howard Eskin? He knows he's supposed to be on top of this.
Oh, wait, Andy Reid just left a voicemail.
Hey, guys, listen, if the fans start getting out of control, I got some thugs on my team that can come down there and straighten them out. Timeshares.
And there you have it.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
Again, that is speculative. We're not positive those things are being said. See Joe Cocklin's comedy show at the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater on November 6th and the Sellersville Theater on November 20th. Special guest singer Casey Cocklin.
Oh, nice.
Those are great shows. Go to JoeCocklin.com. WIP, we come back. We haven't mentioned the quarterbacks yet. We have one less quarterback than we did yesterday. We'll
new
talk
starting
about
one, second half.
Here she goes.
Uh-oh.
She can't wait.
Uh-oh.
Gardner Minshew has an advocate.
Beautiful mustache.
WIP Sports Time, 7:55. Let me tell you about my friends at Borgata. Why don't you enjoy October thrills at Borgata Sports? Download the Borgata Sports app today. Sign up with the bonus code WIP20 to win $100 when you bet 20. Get a piece of all the football and baseball postseason action happening throughout the month. When you register with Borgata Sports, you're going to get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Everything from Hail Mary passes to walk-off home runs. Borgata Sports takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the Borgata Sports app or go to BorgataSports.com. Enter the bonus code WIP20. Then place a $20 wager on any sport to receive $100 back. Sign up today and discover why New Jersey sports fans love betting at Borgata Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.